Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Thanks to Visit Florida. We'll be taking off here on, Sunday. Mm. Spend the entire week in Miami, hanging out together, seeing each other every day, during work, after work.
The family vacation.
Hanging out on the beach.
This is about our sixth or seventh one of these bad boys.
Yeah, we've taken a few, Al. Taking a few.
Kid started us out going down to
Naples,
Florida, which is beautiful.
It was.
And we've been, since then, we've been to Mexico a couple times. We've been to
Dominican Republic. London.
That was the Olympics.
The cool part about London was that doing the show live for you, like we do, we were getting up.
Our show
over there, we were starting in London at noon for our morning show. So that was cool because we were able to go out at night.
We actually got to go to pubs and have a regular life.
Have warm beer. Yep.
The warm beer was weird.
Went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and ate.
I wouldn't be nearly as healthy living over there. I really indulged in that London trip. And I was taking an antidepressant at the time because I had been sad, but it made me very happy and social. Mm. I drank beer. I ate cheese, which I'm allergic to. I was like popping lactate pills because everywhere has cheese and cream and the tea. Like I was drinking tea every afternoon.
One thing I remember.
I gained 15 pounds in 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was rough.
That fancy restaurant we went to and I ordered the fish.
Ow,
and
I know.
It was a fish.
It was a fish.
The head
it had guts with eyes.
No, the guts weren't there, but the whole head was there.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's the thing, someone had given me the heads up on that. If you order fish, you have to tell them to steam it or cook it a different
filet.
Way, because if you order it off the menu, it comes with its head. People in Europe love that.
Well, it was like it was an Asian restaurant, though. We were at a Chinese restaurant or something.
But that's how they do the fish over there. Yeah.
Yeah, people like that.
And then JC and I shared a room, and we'd separate our twin beds.
Every day.
We'd separate our twin beds, and then whoever the housekeeper came in, and they'd always put the beds back together.
Kelly and I were like, Kelly, I mean, I've shared beds with girlfriends before, but I'm like, Kelly, it's probably more comfortable if we just keep these tiny beds together. And I'm sorry if I like roll over and touch you at some point.
Yeah. Every day we'd come home and they'd be together. I'd be like, what's this person trying to tell us?
Come on.
All right, let's get it to first world problems.
Those are our first world problems.
Yeah, I got to go to London for free for a week.
Yeah,
and the maid kept pushing our beds together.
I loved that one.
We're in the Dominican Republic. Did we go? We went to the Hard Rock Hotel.
Punta Cana.
That's where we went.
It was great.
We've done that twice.
Yeah, loved it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the Total Wireless text line, which is the same phone number. You can text us there anytime during the show. We got this one. I have to illegally download music I already legally purchased from iTunes so that I can play it on my Android. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Too many devices.
You don't want to like double buy if you don't want to. My husband bought a new convertible, but he won't open up the roof because he's scared that he's going to let all the new car smell out.
That's a good point.
First world problem.
You can buy it.
She just wants to go cruising with the top down.
And you can buy that smell, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
It's never the same, though, as when you first buy the car, you know? I feel you.
I feel you. To get out. That's funny.
Let's go to the phones here. Madison, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Let's hear your first world problem.
Yeah, so I have a brand new $6,000 bed that has vibrators in it, and I can't go to sleep at night because it vibrates too hard and my nose tickles. First world problem.
Yeah, I don't. I have that mattress, I believe. Is it the Cloudlux Supreme?
I'm not sure what the
Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, it's a Tempur-Pedic.
I can't. I like raising it and stuff, and the mattress is great, but I end up just using like the mattress for what it is. I can't sleep with the vibrator. Sometimes I'll hit that remote and the vibrator comes on in the middle of the night, and I'm like, it wakes me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the remote like sitting in between us, me and my fiance, and he'll roll over and hit it in the middle of the night, and I wake up.
Yeah.
That's how we get our kids to go to sleep at night, because we let them watch a TV show in our bed, because they think our bed's the most comfy thing.
Yeah.
So I turn on the vibration, and I tell him, the bed's mad at you. He wants you to go to your bed. So they go to sleep, finally.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Thank you for your call, Madison. Sorry about the vibrations. Feel the vibration. Stacy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. You have something ruining your car experience?
Well, yeah, because I guess I speed a little bit, so I have a radar detector. And where the plug goes in for the radar detector very inconveniently takes up space where my big coffee Tervis mug needs to go.
Yeah.
Ah, man, you got problems.
Well, you
got
to hide those because I think police officers don't like you having the radar detector, right?
Do you, if they see it, you get in trouble?
It's okay in my state.
Oh, it is? Okay.
No, I think it's legal, I guess.
Well, that's how they're supposed to get you speeding. How are they going to
catch you if you're cheating? I think it depends on the state you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the time you catch them, they've caught you, right? Isn't that how it works?
No, I think it picks it up
before
you even get close to it.
You wouldn't think the police
if you got a good one.
Yeah
you can get the high-end one.
Yeah.
You
really got to want to drive fast. I don't drive this fast anymore.
Does it work pretty well, Stacey?
I've been saved several times, so I'll say it works pretty well.
So it just starts beeping when you're getting close to a radar?
Yeah.
I think some of them you have them built into the car. Like you can have it mounted in the grill, under the hood.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
A real stealth.
It's very high-tech right there.
I wouldn't know.
Thank you, Stacey.
Not a speeder.
Yeah, you're not a speeder.
Al will leave work like 20 minutes before me, and I'll go a similar way home, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's Al. He left forever ago.
It's from years of being a limo driver.
And Al, not only will he drive slow, but he's in the fast lane going 40.
I'm just enjoying the view.
If Al's going to get a ticket, it's going to be for going too slow.
I'm just enjoying the view and enjoying my time behind the wheel.
And you can't get ticketed for that.
It's dangerous. From the text, my bulb went out on my projector, so instead of playing video games on my 136-inch screen, I have to play on a 60-inch HD TV. Hashtag first world problems, yuck.
Wow.
136-inch screen. Every dude listening just went, damn.
Dang.
You know how big your TV is in your bar, maybe?
That's a little bigger than mine. Mine's 120-inch.
Wow.
So this is a foot bigger than that. Oh, my God. I want to see this.
Takes up a whole wall.
Yeah. It's a video wall. It truly is.
I feel like that would be hard to play a video game on.
No.
Right?
You're just living
it. You're in it.
You're living life right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you? I know they're going to have video games one day that are coming out of the screen.
They
have
virtual reality
but
now.
Like three-dimensional, you're in the room.
Yeah, they have those for virtual reality, so you could turn around and see the zombies and stuff.
No,
people are falling down playing those games.
Why do I want zombies all around me?
No thanks. Yeah, where you could hear them coming up behind you.
I want them to be right there in front of me where I can shoot them.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
So you had a transportation problem?
We did. A friend and mom went to Denver over the weekend, and we decided to take an Uber to a small town in the mountains. And when we decided to leave, there was no Uber to take us back.
That is a problem.
Oh, no.
You have to have the Uber
That's a first world problem.
You have to have the Uber just wait. I guess.
So what'd you do?
We had to ask somebody to take us back. It took us like 2 hours to find someone to take us back to Denver.
Wow.
So you kind of had to hitchhike.
Basically, yeah.
Yikes.
Wow.
You weren't in Durango, Colorado, were you?
No, it was this little town called Georgetown.
Okay.
The whole town shut down at 5 o'clock. There was no way out. There was no cab, no bus.
I feel you.
I love small towns like that.
I do too. That's what happened to me up in Durango when Kelly and I went up there. I think we left at separate times, and I was trying to get a ride to the airport.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. And so I finally caught somebody to take me. A guy pulled up in the Suburban. I tried to open the door. It wasn't my ride. It was just some dude driving a Suburban.
Just a bro.
You didn't get shot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Al, that's
and
dangerous,
I was like getting mad because he wouldn't unlock the door. I was at the back door. I'm like, dude.
Did you start pounding the window? Open the door.
Yeah.
I had a buddy, my buddy Ryan Cabrera. He took an Uber into Boston.
Mm.
And when he got in, he looked at the driver and he goes, yeah, we're going to New York. And he said the driver looked at him like, but I live here. He goes, no, man, I'll pay you whatever. I'll go to New York. And so he drove him all the way to New York.
He hadn't put his destination in when he ordered it?
No. Because that sucks because then you got to find a way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one time my buddy Jennifer Lopez, she had to take a private plane.
There you go.
Really bad.
Pick up the name you just dropped. Right
it wasn't really a drop. It was an actual story from my friend.
It could have been my buddy Ryan, but no, my buddy Ryan Cabrera.
Can't win, JC.
You can't win.
You can't win.
Yeah. Now, my friend Gavin.
You always talk about Gavin.
DeGraw. go ahead, dude. We're doing first world problem.
I'm defeated right now. First world problem.
Let's take another call.
Hashtag first world problem. I can't even have a celebrity friend. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man.
Hi, Justin.
Timberlake.
This is Justin Timberlake. What's up, Justin?
Hi. Is this for first world problem?
Yes, yes sir. What's great. Yours?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing great.
Well, you know, earlier you had spoken about the hotel room style apartment doors, and it kind of reminded me of a story. And then, of course, it just happened to fit with the first world problem.
Let's hear it.
What happened?
So it was interesting. My wife and I had an apartment on the second floor, and we decided to go for a run together and forgot our keys. Our landlord doesn't live anywhere near us. We're in South Carolina. Shout out.
Shout out.
And he's in New York. So we didn't have a spare key. We left the key inside. What are we going to do? How do we get back in? It's on the second floor. Okay, there's a screen porch, correct?
Yeah.
With a sliding door that's always unlocked.
So you scaled it.
So we said, okay, we got to come up with a plan to get back in. So we went and grabbed a trash can, a big trash can. I stood on top of the trash can. My wife climbed on top of my shoulders. We cut the screen and then climbed in to to get back into the apartment.
You broke into your own place.
Yeah.
But the door was...
Because the door was clocked. And, of course, the screen is, to this day, you know, still
broken.
Still busted open. And it's basically a constant reminder of the stupid hotel room doors, which are absolutely horrendous. So, no, they're not a great idea.
No, they're not.
But now when you lock yourself out, you're all set.
Yeah.
Next time, you don't have to cut anything. Thanks for sharing, Justin. We'll talk to you soon. Let's take this one from Sarah. Oh, man. Sarah, I hate when this happens. What's going on in your world?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, doing great.
Good. I'm so excited. I've been trying to get through for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
What's your first world problem, girl?
Well, my microwave at work is one of those with like the quick settings where you just like push the number one and it starts cooking for a minute automatically.
Love that.
Yeah, it's so handy that when I get home, I forget that the microwave at my house, you actually have to push the one, the zero, the zero, and start. I have to push three extra buttons for
Oh, my goodness.
You need a new microwave. That's too much work.
It's a whooping.
I know. It's like, I'll get so used to the one at work, I'll get home and I'll forget and I'll just push the one and just stand there. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, I have to keep going.
Three extra buttons, two extra seconds.
Well, it's a whooping. You just want to hit the one button and walk away. I don't want to worry about getting, and then you hit the wrong button, and then you got to restart. I feel you. Keep the first world problems coming. Use the hashtag first world problems so we can see it on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. And we'll get to it again next week. And coming up next, we're going to dive into fund do or fund don't.
Okay.
Would you like to throw your money into some startups?
Heck yeah.
You know?
I'm gonna make some money, man.
I've been watching some Shark Tanks lately.
Okay, so you're in the...
They might be reruns because they're always on.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have a better grasp on a good business idea.
Okay, well, we have a couple good ones for you, Jenna. Let's see if you like them. We'll do it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About 24 minutes away from Beat Shazam, which is on tonight on Fox with Jamie Foxx.
Yay!
Pretty good show. We have some fun do or fun don'ts for you today.
Everybody wants to be in, well, not everybody wants to be in business, but everybody kind of has a dream of having a product or a service or something, but they don't have that little Kickstarter money to get started.
And that's where we come in. We find the best ones on Kickstarter or GoFundMe and see if you want to be one of the first ones to jump on.
Yeah.
Because if these hit, you could always say, I had the first model.
There you go.
I put in the first few dollars for that company. Look at them now.
Yeah.
I was there from the beginning. Your first product. Hush me.
Hush me?
Hush me. I love the word hush.
Oh, do that again, Kelly. That was so good.
Hush.
Ooh.
I love that word.
They need to hire Kelly Raspberry right now.
It is truly one of my favorite words.
The world's first voice mask for smartphones, you guys. Personal acoustic device that protects speech privacy when speaking on the phone in open space offices and public places. Here's part of the video explaining what hush me is all about.
On the one hand, prevent your voice from spreading beyond the mask, and from the other hand, keep the external noise from getting into the microphone. So the person on the other end will hear you clearly, but the people nearby will not be able to understand a single word which you've pronounced while wearing the mask. So you will not cause any inconvenience to others.
Hush, no lip reading.
Keep talking.
I like this idea. It looks kind of weird.
Bulky.
Stupid. It looks like a ring that goes around your face.
You look like Bane almost from Batman.
It's like one of those neck pillows you sleep with on a plane, yeah, turned around to face the front, where the neck part is in front of your face.
But there's so many people that need this, that talk on the cell phone, and it's like they're talking so the whole
oblivious that everybody hears them. That's just rude. That's a rude problem.
And you don't know if they're talking to you, because a lot of the times they'll say something that you could quite possibly respond to, because they're literally right next to you and they're staring at you, or so you think. And so you start having a conversation and the person looks at you like you're an idiot.
Yeah, but they you're the idiot. Yeah.
They have on their earpiece or whatever and they're talking. So a lot of people could definitely use this.
Of course. So, hush me. Big Al Mac, are you going to fund it do or fund it don't
product? Let me ask you this. How much money are they looking for?
Their goal is $70,000, Big Al.
Wow. I might fund on that one. I might throw a little couple of dollars on that if I had something to spare.
Al's in, Kelly?
I'm out.
You out on it?
Not feeling it? Too bulky?
It's too bulky, and I don't know.
Yeah, how are you going to carry it around
deal? I don't like it.
Okay. Kelly doesn't like it?
I'm out on that.
Jenna is out.
What about you, JC?
I think it's cool. I just don't know where I would carry it.
You just have to wear it all the time.
Yeah.
Around your neck.
I would be out on this one, Big
Al.
All
right.
But again, I'm Alex Trebek because I have the info in front of me.
Yeah.
$70,000 is the goal. 8 days to go.
Uh-huh.
So far, they've raised $41,119, making it a possible fund to do. There's still plenty
possible.
Of time. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about on the show. Maybe you want to go.
All right. What else you got?
Fun do this bad boy.
Okay.
What else you got? Fun do.
Oh, I'll tell you what I have. The guacky talkie.
The what?
The guacky talkie.
The walkie talkie with guacamole.
Just what it sounds like, Big Al. Walkie talkies.
Avocado shaped walkie talkies.
That look like avocados. Take a look at this.
Kickstarter. The talking avocado is exactly that. It's your standard two-way radio, only it looks like an avocado, making it a walkie-talkie. Molded from real avocados, you can also choose the colors for the pit, the meat, and the skin. Ultimately, what this campaign will yield is a studio workshop here in the capital city of Guatemala. The impulse created by a socially responsible business drives this product.
I'm getting me some walkie-talkies for my security
guys. It's a socially responsible walkie-talkie?
Right, which means they're probably getting it made in Guatemala or proceeds going.
He made Guatemala sound like Guatemala. Like guacamole.
I am so getting me a pair of these.
It's cute. I mean, it's a cute thing, and I love that it's, you know, it's giving people a chance to provide for themselves.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting kicked out by two security guards that have walkie-talkies?
Well, it's more of a novelty.
You know, blend in. They're not even going to be like, Guatemala.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a cute, I mean, gosh, it's a novelty item. Sure, why not?
I'm getting it. Yeah.
Al's in. Kelly's not
sure.
In.
I mean, it's Kelly's to help it, the poor people.
Oh my God.
Isn't it?
Sure.
Thank you, Kelly.
Sure.
On behalf of us poor people, thank you.
Thank you for helping us.
Well, then they said it was going to help poor people make money.
Yes, 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 okay. It is. Yes, it is.
Jenna?
No, I don't want
Jenna's not in.
Not a fan of the guac.
I'm saving money. Yeah.
All right. What about you, JC?
If I can't eat it and it looks like a guacamole, I'm going to be upset. So I'm going to be out on that one.
All right. How much are they looking for?
Their goal is $25,000.
All right. That's not bad.
With 38 days left.
Yeah.
Guacky-talkie so far has raised $411.
Oh.
Still early.
Yeah, they got a month.
Still early.
Dude,
I don't know if it's going to make it.
I would love some guacky-talkies.
Love the idea, though.
I do, too.
All right, we got a couple more here. How about the splunger, you guys?
The what?
The splunger.
The splunger.
Yes, yes.
I don't.
The first splashless dual-action plunger.
For the toilet?
Yeah. Do you hate clogged toilets, Kelly?
I use a plunger and I throw it away.
Oh, you do? No.
I want a disposable plunger. If you have to use a plunger for...
Yeah. It's
a bad scene.
I'm not going to ever keep... No, that's gone.
No, you got to just flush the toilet like 4 times after you use it.
That doesn't get...
Well, you're not going to do anything. Like you just—it's for plunging. That's what it's
keep
for.
It?
In the bathroom next to the toilet.
Oh.
Ew. Yeah. I keep one in like the far corner of the garage.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I don't want it anywhere near the house.
Kelly actually bought a house for her plunger.
I will go buy another.
You're right.
Plunger.
You don't even want to see it sitting.
Her plunger has a chateau. mine has a cover though, so it comes out of the cover, and then when you put it back in,
and then it just sits there and it's filled.
We clean it.
Yeah,
you flush it 4 times.
Well, I do, but my wife actually goes and does like chlorine and stuff. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
trying to stir food and stuff.
I want to start a fondue for the disposable plunger. But go ahead.
That's a different one. But if you hate clogged toilets or you hate the mess created by ordinary plungers.
Who loves that?
Nobody.
Who loves a clogged toilet?
That's why they want you to answer.
Do you hate clogged toilets? Does anyone ever say, nah, they're right?
See? So they got your attention. The plunger is the first plunger engineered to solve both of those problems.
My name is Todd Kendall. I realized my aha moment was after numerous clogged toilets and the splashing around the water
pooping.
Inevitably happens. I said, you know what? We need a splashless plunger. So I developed a few prototypes. Family and friends used them, absolutely loved them. What happens is the bigger outer ring covers the hole, keeps all of the surface water still. Everything that's in the toilet stays in the toilet, while the inner plunger does all the work.
Okay.
See, that's not a bad idea, Kel.
So it's just a better plunger.
It's a better plunger. It's a plunger with like a...
Another plunger on it.
Right. Yeah. And so it just covers up
it's
everything.
It's a plunger with a cap.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, he needs a new microphone.
Yeah.
He can't afford one, Jenna, or he could fund this all by himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much are you looking for the splunger?
They're looking for $10,000, Big Al. Are you going to fund you or fund
I'm,
out?
Yeah, I'm in a generous mood today. I am in.
I just don't know if enough money can be made.
I've unclogged a lot of toilets.
You know what? I've invested
Trust
in
me.
Worse.
Yeah,
why
I've clogged
not?
A lot.
Kelly's in. Jenna?
Nope, no need.
Jenna's not in. So far, 3 for 3 on no's from Jenna.
Jenna doesn't poop.
Nope.
No, yeah. I mean, once a year.
What do you think, dog?
All right. The goal is $10,000 with 22 days left. The splunger has raised $2,384, making it a maybe.
Yeah.
It can get there eventually. Yeah. Now, Trey, you say there's a splunger on Urban Dictionary.
That's right, there is. It is a person who scrapes into the conversation and then, through poor communication skills and bad jokes, completely kills the conversation.
Oh, yeah,
we have a splunger.
Yeah.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
I don't know.
Call him out.
No.
Chicken.
Everyone has
You call him out.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know. Jenna, do we have a splunger?
Who's the splunger?
It's not me.
Trey, who's the splunger?
Is it Trey?
I want to say it's me.
Sometimes
Trey does that sometimes.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think I'm a splunger sometimes as well. I think we all can be a splunger.
Yeah, I'm probably guilty.
But there's a you know if you're the big splunger for the big message.
I usually just walk into a conversation. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
That's me. I don't usually try to interject myself too much.
Yeah. Oh, I
don't
think. Oh, I do.
Oh, we do.
I love to.
That's a
I just want to know what's going on.
No idea what you're talking about. I just want to get right in. I want to be included.
We don't ask. We just jump in and say dumb things. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We have one more, though, here.
All right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't have much money left, dude. I've been funduing all day long.
This one's GoFundMe. Started by Logan Wright.
Mm-hmm.
On Memorial Day, I was driving to work in my Honda Civic at 9:40, trying to get there by 10 because I enjoy not being fired. As I was driving there, some dumb blank Mustang passed me going around 80, flipping me off. I wasn't going to be a wuss and lose to a Mustang on Freedom Day.
What?
So I kissed my USA lanyard and my picture of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the best dang wrestler to ever live. I passed the Mustang, turned up my Van Halen CD. As I was slowing down, a state highway patrolman gets me. Now I backed the blue and my country through and through, so I wasn't mad at him for pulling me over. Moral of the story is I got a ticket, but I did dust the Mustang, so it was worth it. The money donated is going towards the ticket because I spent all my paycheck on race car parts. Any extra money, if I'm that lucky, you guys, will go towards Bush Light and AC/DC CDs.
Okay.
Bush Have a blessed Light. Day, America.
Okay, so he won 20 for his speeding ticket.
Not just Bush beer, but Bush Light.
Bush Light, yeah. Well, come on. Summer bod. Yeah.
Okay.
God bless America.
Logan's looking for $500.
$500?
Yes. Fun do or fun don't, no. Miguel.
I'm going to let Logan hang on this one.
Yeah, Logan, no, I got to give me another splunger. I pass.
On America Day?
I'm sorry. No, you shouldn't
on
be speaking.
On Freedom Day. And
on Freedom
it?
Day, yeah. Jenna, you in or out?
What do you think?
You're out?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be the one that Jenna's like, yeah.
All right.
I'm getting 10
Logan.
On it.
Okay, you guys, I see you. Goal's $500. So far in 2 days, Logan Wright has raced $2,083, making that off a show. Fondue.
And the splunger is just out there hanging.
The splunger's hanging, yeah.
He appealed to a certain segment of society.
I guess he
Al.
Did. I
That's going to be a year's worth of Bush Light right there.
Yeah, $2,000
All that money
for
right
sure.
there. Well done, sir. So that's Fondue or Fun Don't. We'll put him up at KidNation.com if you're interested.
All right.
Check him out for a little bit. Now, yesterday, Big Al Mack.
Yes.
You sent a text to an ex-girlfriend.
A girl I've gone out with.
Yeah.
But it was just because, don't read into that, because we were discussing Harry Lay.
Yeah. And you sent her a text and asked her, do you still have those sexy hairy legs?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
She has responded.
She did.
She responded to the text.
She did.
She certainly did.
Did she?
Oh, who's this?
Big Al Mack, or did she answer his question of the sexy hairy legs?
Huh.
And we got Beat Shazam coming up as well next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, we're going to be trained in CPR today. It's CPR Awareness Week starting today.
Cool.
We'll do that in less than an hour from now. We'll have actual firefighters in here and a hero to talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm.
And an update from Fun Do or Fun Don't. Logan, the guy that wrote that GoFundMe about the ticket he got racing the Mustang.
Yes.
He raised over $2,000 saying he would use the rest.
To buy beer.
To buy beer, Bush Light. Well, there's an update to the story. Apparently, he's going to go ahead and donate the extra money that he didn't expect to get.
Mm-hmm.
And he's donating it to towards Wounded Warriors and other military charities.
Okay.
So all that's right. really, that's a good story.
Well, that's good. That's good a good twist. Right
I think a lot of guys relate to that because you've all been passed up by somebody on the road or somebody's cut you off.
Yesterday.
And you're like,
oh.
You just want to catch up. And
I know.
And I even get that way when somebody does that to me. I want to pass them just to show them you can't. Do that to me.
I
Why
say,
are we so insulted?
Like, where are you going?
Do you ever do the line-to-line race when the light turns green? I do the line-to-line.
I don't do the line-to-line race, but I do. If they cut me off for no reason, I like to pass them and show them.
Yeah, get in front of them.
Just stupid.
Jerks. All right, we need some callers to play Beat Shazam, all right? 800-KID Live.
That number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll kick it off with caller number 13. And then if they don't get it right, the next caller comes in, and they'll have a shot to win $1,000 by just correctly identifying the song we play you before Shazam does.
All right.
Again, Shazam is on tonight on Fox with Jamie Foxx. Premiered last week.
Fox with Fox.
Fox with Fox. But Jamie Foxx with two X's.
Fox on Fox.
Did you see a bunch of people got their minds were blown when they found out that Jamie Foxx's name was Eric Bishop's?
No.
It's like, you guys didn't know that? Like,
yeah.
I thought he's been pretty open about that.
Yeah.
He changed. I think he was going by Jamie Foxx because back in the day, they used to let the ladies go perform first at comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So since his name was Jamie, they always assumed he was a girl, so he'd get to go up there first.
Yeah,
so he got around. He got around the system.
Makes sense.
Big Al, yesterday we were talking about hairy legs and a girl you dated, and
we went out a couple times. I actually took her to 11th grade prom. I grew up with her. Yeah. I've known her since I was 10, 11 years old. So,
but you said the legs. Turned you on
she
like
was
no other.
One girl that I can think of that had hairy legs, and I actually kind of dug her hairy legs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've just always remembered that about her.
Especially if she wore pantyhose.
Yeah. So yesterday while we were discussing hairy legs, I decided to ask her a question because I do have her number. Like I said, I've known her all my life.
Yeah.
And so I said, random question. This was by text. Do you still have those sexy hairy legs?
Right.
And I threw the word sexy in there because I didn't want her to think I was like dogging her hairy legs. So it wasn't like a flirt.
There's a lot of people thought that was flirting, but Al says it's not flirting.
No.
Yeah.
So anyway, she responded a couple of hours later. She goes, at 6:44 a.m., that is your random thought? dot, dot, dot. Yes.
She still got him.
She still got him. So wow. I said, ah, hi, we're discussing hairy legs on the air. She said, oh, Lord, L-A-W-D. Can't even imagine where that discussion started, let alone ended.
With you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. So that was the
I've
end of
I've kissed a hairy
it
girl
ended,
before.
It ended with the demise of Al's relationship. That's where it ended. No,
Dr. Girlfriend.
Did Dr. Girlfriend catch wind of the flirt?
She may. She knew I was not flirting. I'm not flirting with anybody. I was just, you know, just asking
Al's
a question.
Too tired to flirt.
Yeah, I'm just asking a question. Yeah. Just asking a simple little question, got a simple little answer.
But she still got, is she married now?
I didn't ask, but I don't.
Is she married now?
Did I sound Irish a little bit?
You didn't sound a little Irish
is
right there.
Is she married now?
Hey.
I don't think so.
Hey, I don't know what that was.
Strong enough for a man, but you like it too.
Was it? I don't know if that was Irish or Italian. I don't know. Is she married now?
Is she married now? I can't do it now. I can't even do it now. I can't do my own dumb accent that I created that I don't even know what it was.
Now?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, like I said, I don't talk to her very much.
I like that.
My accent?
Is she married now?
Is she married now?
Is she married now?
That struck me funny. I don't know why.
Sometimes I have an accent.
Yeah, the Mexican guy with the Irish accent.
Yeah. You know me.
You're a
chameleon.
Me.
Yeah.
You know me.
It's me.
You know me.
Now I'm Italian.
Man.
I'm confused about what I am right now.
You should do a stand-up, dude. Yeah. All nationalities covered.
I did retweet a picture of those lace shorts I told you guys about.
The what shorts?
Okay, these are
lace.
Yeah, because we told you the Romp Him made a comeback or an appearance.
Yes.
Guys are buying them. Part-time Justin actually got one. It's not going to be here in time for the family vacation.
You know, they're back-ordered.
People
were just jumping on
that. I can't even imagine.
I don't know where all these guys are coming from that are willing to wear these Romp Hims, but bless you guys. But now they're talking about lace shorts for men. And my buddy on Twitter, Mike... He got the article and he sent me the pictures, and they're actual lace shorts and they're see through. You could see some undies.
Oh no!
I know.
Wrong.
I mean, I'd like that in skirt form.
Oh, they look girl for girls.
For girls.
My girlfriend, when we went to Las Vegas, she had some like pool pants. I guess you'd call them pool wear.
Yeah,
they were like that.
Yeah.
So over her bathing suit, they were see through lace. They were gorgeous. And I wanted a pair just for the pool, but I wouldn't wear those around. Yeah.
What if Alan had them, though?
Hello, I'm Alan.
No, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't.
Yeah.
He would not.
JC, this is your chance to come up with a new trend. Try some things out on family vacation.
Yeah, we need to try something.
Mm-hmm. The trend of the day.
Because that's where it starts, right? Miami and New York is where fashion starts.
There are certain things you can wear in Miami that you can't wear in other parts
exactly.
of the country.
Exactly. Okay. Like white linen pants.
Like men wearing see-through shirts out to clubs at
mesh
night.
Mesh shirts. That's
you
what we
see
need.
See that? Because I remember going to Miami for the first time with my then husband, and he wanted to go out, and we went to these places looking for club wear for men, and there were see-through shirts for men. I'm like, you're not buying that to go out one night in Miami because you're never wearing that when we go back home. I mean, where could you wear that?
I have like
in Miami, it's absolutely fine.
Al, you want to go buy some mesh
shirts?
See-through. Not mesh. They were just
see-through?
Sheer.
You want to go get sheer
shirts?
See-through.
No.
Club wear.
That's with everything that I have going on under my shirt, you can almost see what's going on anyway. By the way, it kind of pokes
right?
it out.
All right, we're lining up the players for Beat Shazam.
Man, I thought I knew this song. I don't.
You don't? Oh, yeah, Al played during the break. He's not doing well with it. So, it's going to be up... Up to you, Kylie.
Hey.
I know.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Kylie.
Hope you know your music.
Thank you.
All right, here's how it's going to work. We're going to play you the song, and when it cuts off, that means Shazam already knows what it is. I'll ask you to name the song. You get it right, you walk away with $1,000. Pretty simple, right?
Right.
All right, let's try it out. Here you go. The one you won't forget. Kylie, what is that song?
Oh God, it's
tough. Oh,
sorry.
I know it's tough. You're put on the spot. It's the first time you heard it, but that is not a guess. We'll move on to the next contestant here. Thank you, Kylie. Alex.
Yeah.
Alex Ricardo, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, Biggin?
Doing good.
Doing good. He's doing good, Al. All right, buddy. We're gonna play you that song again. When it cuts off, that means Shazam has it. I'll ask you to name it, and you'll get $1,000. Deal?
Sure.
All right, let's go. The one you won't forget. What is that song, Alex?
Timber.
Wow. What?
Timber.
Alex Ricardo, you got
$1,000. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My
man. What you going to do with a grand, dude?
Pay bills.
Yeah. I'll buy you some
Hey,
something
nice. You a big Kesha fan?
I am now.
I know that's right.
Look at you.
Are you married now?
Are you married now?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. All right. You got a girlfriend?
I do have one of those.
Okay. Right.
She's going to want some of that.
Well, take her out. Take her out for a nice little dinner this weekend.
Buy yourself a romp him and some lace shorts. Why not?
No chance.
All right, you're on that club too.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm on that side.
Thank you,
you're
Alex.
On our side on that one.
Thank
Alex.
You, Alex.
Hey, Alex, you enjoy that $1,000, man. Thanks for playing with us.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, hold on. Justin, we'll get you set up.
Look at that. Guys never get called. Guys never win anything. Alex, look at him figuring out that Kesha song.
That's how you do it right there. We're going to play Beat Shazam again tomorrow, same time, 7:40 Central.
Air day.
Brand new song, brand new $100 bills that equal $1,000 just for you.
10 of them.
10 of them.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look at us going to Miami together.
Yeah, man. Enjoying some fun in the sun.
Big Al Mac was telling me he has something for us.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Speaking of sun, if you're looking for somewhere warm to vacation next year, NASA just made an announcement about its first mission to enter directly into the sun's atmosphere. This is scheduled to happen next summer. Now, obviously, nobody's going to be on this actual spaceship, but the probe is going to move more than 430 miles per hour. So if you need to get there fast, at its peak, you know, 430,000 miles per hour, that would get you from New York to Tokyo, they say, in a minute.
Whoa.
And the temperature in the sun's atmosphere where this probe is going to actually go to is expected to be, well, they say it's around 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, probably get a little sun, get a little
A little toasty.
Get a little toasty out
always
there.
Sunny out there.
Yeah, always sunny. Always isn't sunny. That cool? They haven't been able
no,
to do
this. No, it's
hot. Haven't been able to do this because, you know, obviously it's too hot. Duh. But they got some new materials, some new stuff that they're working on, the heat shields and stuff. So we're getting close to the sun, Doc.
Yes, science!
Science!
I have tidbit news.
Oh, Jenna has tidbit
bonus
news. Go ahead.
Okay, but this is according to my mom, Candy.
Okay.
She
okay.
likes to give me random information.
Candy
and I have
news.
Not Googled it to disprove it, but I got a couple Snapchats on it, so I think it's correct.
Is your mom one of those people that would fall for an Onion article?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, Candy's pretty street smart.
Good.
Candy,
yeah,
my mom Candy's pretty street smart, but she's funny in her delivery. And we were laying at the pool and talking about watermelon.
Shut up.
And she goes, Jenna, I just learned the difference between boy watermelon and girl watermelon. And I said, really?
Oh, my. Oh,
wait a minute.
She said she was at a farmer's market. And they told her how to select. You know, you always want, I mean, we love watermelon up here. And some we usually get it pre-cut, but we were like, oh, this watermelon
when
sucks.
When you got to pick one at the grocery store, it's hard to know.
Exactly.
My dad is really good at doing it
thumping
with a thumping, and he just looks at
know.
It. He always gets a good watermelon.
She actually said, okay, so the difference between the male and the female is that the males are longer and taller and thinner, and the females are short and squat. The females are juicier.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're the ones you should go for.
Short and squat.
And the ones with the stems looking like, almost like you wouldn't want to get it because the stems look kind of weird, or maybe there's some white spots on the bottom of the watermelon. Mm-hmm. Those are actually the better ones to get because they're riper and the white spots are where it's been laying and it's more sugary.
Oh.
Like the sugar deposits
have
started
coming
out. Yeah,
you want the big white. I never heard they were male or female.
I know. I had no idea. I thought she was kind of kidding, or maybe
it?
She got duped. But no, a couple people wrote me before I had even answered them and said, "Yeah, the females are sweeter and they're shorter and squatter."
So does this mean that every veggie has a male and a female?
I don't know.
Or fruit?
I don't. This is tidbit news. I don't actually know if that's true, but it
that
sounds right, and
crazy.
I'm gonna go with it. So if you're picking watermelon this summer from the store, and you want to know, go for the ones that are shorter, squatter.
The
stems
girl.
Look even kind of like like almost too ripe. Yeah.
I learned some today right there.
There you go, right?
If we bury them
together,
I thought
that'd be informative. Yeah.
Would they mate and then a bunch of little watermelons?
I don't know.
There's so many things I want to
try. I told you this is tidbit news. I don't know anything else.
I know. Thank you.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
You want one more?
I have a cool story out of Manchester real quick.
Bring it on.
Real quick, because this is a really cool story that's coming. Because they tell us to look at the good in awful situations. And it's tough to find the good when you have a guy walking outside of an Ariana Grande concert and blowing up a bomb.
Yeah.
But a homeless guy named Chris Parker became a hero during the bombing. When he ran into the arena and helped some of the victims, including a woman who died in his arms. Since then, he was featured on the news. He's been reunited with his mom, and strangers have donated $70,000 online.
Hello, my name's Chris Parker, and I was the unfortunate, well, supposed to be a hero, but I'm not a hero, just a normal guy, just a normal, regular guy. We ran into the arena that night, all because they had kids screaming, they had no choice. And I'd do it all over again quite happily. Still homeless on the streets. No matter what, even though the public have been funding all this funds, the funds don't get released until next week, so I'm struggling, really struggling. Somebody's even just bought me chicken and chips, for God's sake. I'm hoping to get my family back together. It'd be a big start for me.
So he's been living on the streets, wow. Hasn't had contact with his family. He ran into the arena, not knowing what was going on or who was doing what. He ran in there to help. Since then, he met his mom, like we said, and here he is talking about finding out where he was. After 5 years of being out of touch with his mom.
Chris is always on my mind. Always on my mind. I'm always thinking about him, wondering if he's okay, what he's doing, what's happening with him and what have you. But that's it. And I've always accepted the fact that of how he's wanted things to be. But now, with that happening and the horror of it all, I've just realised, actually, yeah, we need to be together. You know, even now I think about it, I think I could have lost him forever. You know, I've lost him temporarily. I could have lost him forever.
Yeah.
So family reunited, and this guy's going to get back on his feet, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So there
are so many stories with homeless people. I have homeless people that we go and feed from time to time at the restaurant, and then I have it's such a complicated situation because then there's
very complicated.
There's some that come that vandalize our restaurant too from time to time, and I'm like, in the morning. I'm there trying to feed a few people and provide food. And in the afternoon, I'm running another homeless guy off of my patio because he's bothering my customers. It's so conflicting. But there's so many stories, man. There's so many stories at the homeless shelter that it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really kind of changed me.
That's a cool thing that you do, by the way, Al. I think that that's awesome. Yeah. He leaves work every Monday and takes his pizza truck and goes and feeds hundreds of people.
It's cool. It's humbling.
Yeah. But they're still giving them bad reviews on Yelp.
Dang it!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right?
You're like, man, I'm giving you free pizza, bro. Right. And you go to the library and give me bad Yelp reviews.
Can't you at least give it 3 stars?
My man.
Dang.
It's tough out there, Al. You know?
Could have put a little more meat on that pizza.
Yeah. Oh, Kelly, I can't even take
it. Hey, nice if there
can
was...
I get two? No. All right, dog.
Can I get two?
Hey, right. I got another hot dog, man.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
So we have a lot of guests in the studio this morning.
Yeah, we do.
Fun fact, Big Al, did you know that today kicks off CPR Awareness Week?
I was aware of that. Yes, I was.
Okay, so that's why we have a paramedic.
Yes.
I thought I did something wrong.
A firefighter, Jenna.
That would be a police.
Yeah. They're going to teach us how to perform CPR.
Really?
Hands, dude. Only CPR.
I can't even spell CPR.
So I don't need to pop a mint.
No mint needed.
No hands only. This is the thing. I remember learning CPR when I was babysitting younger, but I've heard it's all changed. Yeah. All the rules have changed.
Oh, this ain't your daddy's CPR, Jenna.
Just in case we do some mouth CPR, Jenna and I popped in some hot flaming Cheetos.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, that gives you the best breath of all time.
Good. I got Kelly.
Yeah, I got Kelly. Let's introduce everybody.
First, I want to introduce you guys to two people that used hands-free CPR to save a life. Aaron,
yes. You
are the hero in this story.
Yep.
Angela, you're the one that gave birth to this hero.
Right.
So when
and Angela was the one that was doing it all wrong.
Yeah. That's the funniest part of this story. We'll get to it. So when did this go down, Aaron?
I think it was April 9th.
Last year, your dad was at home doing some yard work.
Yeah. So we were at the grocery store, and before we left, he was starting the yard, whatever. And so whenever we were checking out at the grocery store, we got a call from him. He says, hey, I'm really not feeling well. Maybe you should come home. And so we rushed home.
And this was weird because your dad normally does not call because he's a dude.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah.
And why didn't he call 911 instead? Why would he call you at the grocery store instead of 911? He wasn't that nervous at that point?
Well, it sounded to me like he couldn't breathe very well. I mean, I definitely heard that labored breath, but he was still talking.
Okay. Yeah.
So he just said, I think there's something going on. I don't know what. And I remember asking him, do you need to call an ambulance? And he said, no, just hurry home.
Yeah.
So we did. When we got home, he was sitting in our room on the bed, and we were having a conversation. Uh-huh. And I really thought he's having a panic attack. And that's what it looked like. So I'm sitting there Googling while he's, you know, trying to get it together. And we're arguing about going to an ambulance or calling an ambulance going to the ER around the corner. And he just was adamant about not calling an ambulance. He just didn't. He doesn't like attention.
Men.
Well, that's how we are.
We
got this.
Typical man. So poor Erin was, I was giving her commands like, go get the groceries. Get the groceries off the floor so the dog doesn't eat them. You know, all those really important things.
Yeah.
So I ran to just make sure everything was put up because we have this dog that eats everything. And so when it was in the kitchen, we just heard this gasp. It was just an audible sound from across the house.
Like a holler? Like
no, it was just a... Yeah, that was good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you freak out. You run into the room.
Yeah.
And what do you find?
He's gone.
Gone as in...
He's turning blue.
So you obviously...
You just start like freak pressing out, right? On his chest. I mean, didn't know what to do? Or?
It's one of those surreal things. I mean, we did not... scream and holler. It was just, hey, this is what's happening. Let's take care of it. So you go into robot mode. What did you do?
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
How old were you at the time, Erin? How old were you at the time?
Last year, so I was 12 last year.
12 years old. Okay. Your dad's on the ground turning purple. Your mom starts performing CPR on your father.
What was she doing?
What I thought that she was doing wrong whenever she was doing CPR.
Yeah, of course.
Before I took over was that I don't think that she was pressing in the right place, and I thought that she was pressing too low. Eventually, whenever I told her that she was doing it wrong, we switched. And so she took the call, and then I started doing CPR. For about 5 minutes until the ambulance.
Did she yell at you like a mom would? Like, well, then you do it.
Yeah, but you had not long before that just happened to have gotten certified, or you took a class at school?
Yes. So about 3 weeks before, we spent a whole week in PE learning CPR.
Shout out your school, because that's really great that they did that for an entire week.
Where did you go to school?
Cobb Middle School.
Shout out to Cobb Middle School. Frisco?
In the suburbs, they know how to do it, Al.
Yeah.
So, Erin, you continued, did your dad wake up at any point in time, or you just continued doing CPR until the ambulance showed up?
We just continued doing CPR until the ambulance showed up, and then he was breathing after they showed up, and they did other things to him.
But they have said what you guys did together, team effort, saved his life.
Yeah.
And he's okay.
He's okay.
Well, Erin, you know that you can never be grounded by your father now,
right?
Right.
I know.
You have free range to do whatever.
You get in trouble for coming home late at night. Daddy saved your life.
Now, I'm watching, I got Kate from the American Heart Association, and I got Brian, who's a firefighter, watching you tell this story, and you guys are sitting there nodding your heads like they did all the right things.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one thing is all citizens need to learn hands-only CPR.
Yeah.
As scary as it sounds, and we all get into our own heads and we can destroy what we think we can't do. But in the heat of the moment, we're going to do everything for our family. Why not do it for a person we don't know? Let's be
fair. Stranger, just in case.
And you don't have to put your mouth on them.
Was that
that's the best thing?
Did you get away from the mouth because people were grossed out by it? Because people were doing it wrong for health reasons? Why did you get away from the mouth?
Yeah. I'll let Kate take that.
Sure. So really, I mean, so all of those, Kelly, but also there was really a fear. I think people were freaked out because, you know, they weren't helping out because they thought, oh, it's too complicated, and okay, there's, you know, how many breaths do I do? The compressions, and so, you know, the sad part is that not enough people help, and so they get overwhelmed in those kinds of situations.
Yeah.
So we wanted to just take away that barrier, and right now I think the survival rate from cardiac arrest is about 10%. So it's pretty low. Depending on what city you live in, it can be higher. So
you're saying move to the suburbs and you will live longer.
That's what I heard.
You've learned obviously that you don't have to be breathing in through the mouth in order to save. It doesn't change the chances of survival at all as long as you're getting circulation going again to the heart. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's just you're helping to keep the blood pumping until
professionals can arrive with an AED and they can do the more complicated medical treatments.
Can you hurt someone by not doing it the wrong way, but by trying to perform CPR if they don't actually need it? Like, they just passed out and we don't know.
Roll them over and start pushing in the center of their chest, hard and fast, and at least 2 inches deep. And just push. Ooh. If you've ever popped your knuckles, right? Pop them. Pop them. Everybody. Yeah. All right. You're going to break ribs.
Oh,
yeah.
My engagement ring's too big for me to pop my knuckles.
That's hashtag first world problem. Kelly right
there. You're going to break some ribs.
Yeah.
Right.
But would you rather be dead or deal with some chest pain?
So hard.
And like Aaron said, a lot of people, what I've read about is they go to the wrong spot. They go where you would normally do the Heimlich maneuver to do CPR.
Low. Yeah.
That's too low. That's not getting the heart pumping. You got to go higher. What, a fist?
Right on women? Bone. On women?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do we do the boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the boobs are in the way.
On women, the top of the armpit. That would be the center of your chest, laying on your back.
See, and that's even higher. I was thinking more in between the breastbone, but it's even higher.
On the man would be like nipple line. So the problem is your xiphoid, the little, they call it the wishbone.
Yeah.
And it's a bad wish if you get it.
Yeah.
So the tip of this bone in the middle of your chest.
Your sternum. Is that your sternum?
Yeah, your sternum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So your xiphoid process sternum. That can break off if you push too low.
Oh, boy.
And the heart sits
so high.
Whoa. That's why the American Heart says push center of the chest, 2 inches deep.
As hard as you can. The age-old question of why do men have nipples? Now we know it so that we know where the CPR is supposed to take place.
That is not an age-old question.
They're telling us that you do it to the rhythm. I've always heard the Bee Gees staying alive, but you've added a couple, because some people like, what about Mom, what are the Bee Gees?
I'm more for country
fan. I don't really like that song. Yeah. Is there another song I can sing?
Yeah, any 100 beat for
Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got me feeling so
crazy. Yeah, Crazy in Love.
Got me looking. Another one bites the dust.
Can you imagine somebody doing that and going,
Another one bites the dust? Yeah. We can't do that one.
No.
You cannot do that while you're doing CPR.
Crazy in Love is one that you could use. Also, Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
No, I'd be laughing.
You have to do the goat sound when you're doing it.
Oh, my God.
And Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. So you guys are going to teach us how to do CPR and certify us, Brian?
Well, I wouldn't say certified.
Loosely?
What do you mean I'm not certified?
I'll certify you for any time CPR.
Honorary?
Yeah, what is
honorary.
This?
This is hands-free. What is this kit?
This hands-only CPR.
Okay.
Hands-only.
So then why is there a face?
I'll let Kate explain the kit itself.
Yeah. So
oh my gosh.
This is our CPR Anytime kit. So it's it comes with a DVD and a blow-up mannequin.
Oh, a blow-up doll.
Not that
not
kind.
Not that
kind. Yeah, 12-year-old in the room, bud.
I love you right now.
So you can reuse this. You can take it home. If you've got family members at home, you can have them practice on this too. So it's real easy. And we can teach you just the steps of hands only.
All right,
guys. So these boxes you gave us comes with the little dummy. I hate to use that because it's not a nice word.
It's
but
not.
You can order them online.
You can order them online.
They're about $35.
Yeah, because this is really a nice kit, I'm just going
to
say.
But, I mean, it comes with a video tutorial, right? Yeah. So this would be a great thing for the family to order and do at home.
So our dummies are male.
How do you know?
There's no bottom. How do you know it's just a torso?
Because the nipples, they already showed us the nipple.
It could be a flat-chested woman.
It could be.
Man.
This was me a while back.
And then,
pre-boob Josh. Okay, that's so what I'm going to name mine. Pre-boob Josh.
This is bartender Jenna. All right? So it is. And if they
PBJ.
Go out.
PBJ. You finally got a nickname.
Yeah,
PBJ.
Yeah, PBJ.
And if something happens to go wrong, just make sure you have your phone with you and just put on a little Crazy in Love.
There you
find
go.
The nipples. And
like
2 inches.
Night.
Is that good, Brian?
No, get on the floor.
Get on the floor, Brian?
Everybody on the floor.
Get on your knees.
All right, we're on the floor.
Get on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And I'll show each one of you.
Okay.
You do it your way, and as I walk around, I'll make it easier.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with
Please judge us, sir, as you do this.
Yeah. That's the general's normal.
How am I doing, Brian?
You're perfect. Right.
You're perfect.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Are you supposed
to? JC's
you passed 100%. I need to hear the beat.
I'm what, Brian?
You passed. You're certified.
Todd made it.
Todd made it.
So whenever you do this, the key is to lock your elbows.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Put your body as close to them as you can, your knees all the way up.
Yeah.
So straighten up.
Straight up and down.
Straighten up.
You straddle
There you
them.
Go. like that and use your waist as your fulcrum.
Yeah.
So when JC was doing it, he was had his arms locked and he was using his waist. If you start pushing with your arms, you're going to wear yourself out.
Oh, I see.
I just did that.
You need to straddle them. You can't do it from the side. You need to straddle them.
No, no, no. Do it from the side.
The side.
Be from the side.
Does it matter if you're on the left or right side?
It does not matter.
Okay.
But, you can
but maybe for
side.
Somebody who doesn't weigh a lot, you might have to straddle to get more impact.
Don't.
No?
Are you saying he's shaking his head? No.
Okay.
Just get to the side.
Okay.
And forget straddling.
Get as close as
so
you
I
can.
Don't get to straddle or put my mouth on the person.
You can put your mouth on them afterwards.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. When they wake up, I'm sure
they'll. This was actually very informative, though. Thank
it was.
You.
Aaron and Angela, thank you so much for coming and telling us your story.
Yeah. Amen.
Way to be heroes.
Yeah. Be like Aaron.
Yeah.
I have some work to do, I think.
Right.
No, you did good.
Right, no,
I don't
you,
think
long
I did
you,
very good. I just looked at playback of my form.
As long as you straddle and use the mouth, you're good.
No, no straddle.
No and remember to use.
Stop.
Walk the line when you're performing CPR.
Man, I don't want that one. I'm crazy in love.
I want some Blake Shelton, please.
There's no, we don't have those songs yet, Al. But just remember, 120 beats per minute to get that heart pumping again. And, go to heart.org if you want to get this package so you can learn CPR. It comes with the DVD. Or go to your local fire station. They'll help you out. Again, it's CPR Awareness Week this week.
Yes.
You could save a life. Thank you so much for coming in, you guys. All you guys are heroes.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Say hey to your daddy.
Complano.
Hey, Joe.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.